But first, Senators John McCain and Christopher Coons plan to introduce a new immigration bill later today. The bipartisan bill would give recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program a pathway to citizenship and would order a study to look at possible border security measures. Joining us for a few minutes is Ted Hessen, an employment and immigration reporter with Politico Pro. Ted, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you with us. So let's talk about this McCain-Coons bill a bit. How surprising is this to some, considering no funding for a wall, which is a far cry from what the president is calling for?
It's certainly a narrower fix than some other proposals that are out there, and it's a long ways from what the White House has asked for. As you may know, President Trump wants $25 billion for a border wall. He's also looking for major changes to the legal immigration system as part of any package to legalize dreamers, so-called dreamers who were brought here at a young age illegally. John McCain and Chris Coons going forward with this proposal, it's an alternative to what the White House has put out there. And I think they're hoping that with Congress needing to pass a spending bill this week, they might benefit from some added pressure to take action on this issue.
Now, Ted, going back a few years, of course, Senator McCain was part of the Gang of Eight, another bipartisan group trying to do bigger things when it came to immigration reform. And though it did okay in the Senate, certainly passing, the House blocked it. Does bipartisanship on this issue, other than DACA, seem possible at all?
I think at this moment, I think there are bipartisan coalitions. I think finding broader consensus is the more challenging part. This McCain-Coons bill that's going to be introduced today is a counterpart to another bill in the House that also has bipartisan support and has several dozen Republican and Democratic members on board. And I think they could generate something similar in the Senate. But can they get enough to actually get a bill approved? I think that's a bigger question, and particularly in the House, where there's real opposition to anything that they consider what you call amnesty, forgiveness for coming into the country without authorization.
Ted, is there a sense that this bill is one of those that will sort of be part of that giant, hey, whichever bill can get the most votes that Mitch McConnell basically promised would happen if there wasn't a comprehensive deal for DACA before the next continuing resolution ran out?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And it goes back to a few weeks ago when President Trump rejected one bipartisan compromise that was put on the table from Senators Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin, Republican and Democrat. So, I mean, I think the field is wide open right now, and it's a chance for if someone has credentials on immigration and has an idea, put something forward, lobby for it, and see if it can gain traction. Now, that said, you can't be super optimistic just because of where the White House stands on this and wanting so much more and such a different type of legislation than what this McCain-Coons bill is.
How optimistic are members of Congress that they can come up with some kind of agreement, if not on the entire issue of immigration and border security, but at least for DACA recipients?
I think there's a desire to do it. I think what you're actually seeing emerge now is talk about the possibility of doing a one-year kind of temporary deal that would deal with Dreamers and give them some kind of protections on a one-year basis, and then at the same time marry that with border security. Kind of like a step-by-step process. And I hate to say it sort of speaks to the dysfunction in Washington right now that they couldn't do a broader fix on this, that they'd kind of be doing it almost like they're doing spending bills, kind of one inch at a time.
Ted, finally, really quickly, does this seem like we're seeing compassion versus pragmatism? Does it feel like we're seeing a little bit of both from both Republicans and Democrats?
I think it's a pragmatic moment. I think what you've seen is and partly President Trump is to credit for this. You've seen Republicans come out and say, we want a fix for Dreamers as well, and we're willing to put legislation forward that does that. I think the more difficult equation is threading the needle between the demands that the White House has, which are significant as far as spending goes on the border and changes to legal immigration, and what Democrats want, and then what conservative House Republicans want. So you have these competing factions, and finding common ground, I think, will be the more challenging part.
Terrific. Ted Hessen, employment and immigration reporter with Politico Pro. Ted, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.